We have a special guest in the studio. Before we go any further, Michael, we need to ask, because there's been chats and messing and rows over the last while in the spin office on how to pronounce your surname. Markagey, Markagey. How do you pronounce your surname?
It is Markagey.
Woo! I was right.
I think we all were somewhat. Michael Markagey, welcome to Spin. Good morning. Are you scared to
start? What's up, Spin? I'm Michael Markagey. Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning.
You have no idea how many conversations we've had. Markagey. No, it's Markagey. No, it's Markagey. All over the place we've been.
They all count, you know. There's no wrong answer.
So, yeah, I presume you've been getting this a lot over the last while since the success of Scared to Start went, as far as it did, as it has.
Yeah, definitely have gotten some questions about it. When I played a show in London, they, like, even started to chant with my last name and they...
They had it all wrong.
Butchered it.
The Brits do that, yeah.
But if someone's chanting your name, you don't really care.
No, you're not going to correct them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but a little bit of you is like, ooh.
Is it Italian?
Technically, yeah. I mean, there's probably like a great grandpa or somebody that came over, but I didn't know.
But you were in Italy obviously you're on tour in Europe at the moment. You're in Italy. So were they able to pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, they were pretty good at it. You know, I didn't understand anything that they said because I don't speak Italian. They didn't care that I didn't speak Italian. They would still speak to me in Italian.
Very nice.
Which was hard to, and it's fast too.
Yeah. It's beautiful though.
We should start talking to him in Irish.
Yeah, we should.
See how he feels.
Italy was amazing. I had so much. I need to like cut back on the food. I had a lot of pizza and pasta.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
So listen, it's been a whirlwind of a few months for you. Tell us about how the song has changed everything.
Yeah, I mean, it literally has changed my entire life. I went from just like being in a band that had died, essentially.
Oh no.
Yeah, I mean, they're alive, but the band was.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
The band died.
And you know, I still like wanted to do the music thing, and so I just saved up a few dollars and went and recorded three songs up in New York. And I got back with them and I'm like, I don't know what to do with these. I don't have a band anymore. I'm just going to throw them up on TikTok and see what happens. And, you know, I started making some TikToks. I didn't really know how TikTok worked. I had to like I didn't have it. Like,
oh my God.
So I had to download it.
And I can't believe the person who has probably one of the most popular sounds on TikTok doesn't really know how TikTok works.
So, what month did you download TikTok? Can you remember?
Like, probably a couple weeks before I posted the Scared to Start
video. Crazy.
And so I just like, it wasn't even a video. It was just like two pictures and like the lyrics on it. And it was the first video that got any likes. And so I was like texted my manager. I was like, this is weird. Like, this one's getting some views. Like, I don't know how long it will last, but it's kind of cool that people like the song.
You did the thing though, didn't you? Where it was like, this song is going to come out soon. This song is going to drop soon.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing Michael Markagey on my For You page with the picture and just lyrics to the song. And I was like, great, I'm going to go listen to this song.
Oh,
and you did that very annoying thing where I was like, but it's not out yet.
I did that thing. People were very angry about that. And I was like lying too, like the song wasn't even really done. Like I had to like
But from your point of view, were you like, okay, this is popping, like I need to keep people interested in this song because it's like one of the biggest sounds on TikTok, the entire platform globally, right?
It went off pretty quick and it was crazy because I texted my manager like, this is getting some views, like this is wild, like what do I do? And he's like, I don't know, it'd be crazy if we woke up tomorrow and it had like 25,000 views, because it had like 5 at the time, and woke up the next day and it had like almost 1 million.
Oh my God.
Like, oh, this is, what do we do here?
We better finish this song, I guess.
And that's when other people like started coming in, like, all right, you need to start doing this now. Yeah. And I was like, this is...
Can we get a band together, please?
Yeah.
Overwhelming.
Amazing. Michael, I would love you to do me a favor and take out your phone, because I have some really quick questions for you.
Yep.
One, who's the most famous person in your phone?
In my phone?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
After all the TikTok fame and everything that's going on with the tour.
I think it's probably Wes... From the lead singer of the Lumineers.
Wow, we like the Lumineers.
That's cool.
I want you to open Spotify and want you to tell me what is the most recent thing you've been playing.
Oh, this is going to be good. I was on a plane, so...
Don't say the Calm app. Oh. It'll be boring.
It is Sam Fender and the Tallest Man on Earth.
Hey.
Very nice.
That's respectable around here.
And lastly, what is your phone background?
My phone background is just a picture of Colorado.
Very nice.
just the mountains, you know.
Gorgeous. Cool. I feel like I know you a lot more now.
So you are not from Colorado. You're from Ohio, isn't that right?
I'm from Ohio. No mountains in Ohio.
Okay, yeah. I went onto your website and your bio just says, singer-songwriter from Cincinnati, Ohio, go Bengals. I'm actually just like, it's just a little bit cold in the studio here, so I just need to put on like a hat and a scarf. I'm just putting on my Cleveland Browns hat and scarf. Is this triggering for you?
I feel like I'm gonna, oh man. I'm getting all, yeah. I don't know.
Are you okay?
I can't even look.
Even Michael's team are like, ugh.
They're like, take the hat off. We didn't agree
Where
to
did
this.
You even get that?
My boyfriend is from Cleveland,
no
Ohio.
Way.
Yes.
And that is so crazy.
He is a mega Browns fan. I'm sorry. That probably curled your toes. Did it?
Oh, man. I mean, this is why he wasn't expecting. He wasn't expecting to see this. This is a shock.
I'll take it off for the rest of the interview because it's just distracting.
Because I want you to like me.
So do you have to watch American football games?
Yeah, I do.
Are you into it now?
When I'm made to watch it, I do participate. But okay. I do the woofs when prompted.
Yeah, okay.
But, are they actually woofs?
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns make you go, woo.
That's a bit,
like a
bit embarrassing.
That's a bit of an ick.
Do the Bengals have anything? Any sort of chant?
They have like a chant. It's called, it's really dumb. We just say, who day, which is like, who day think going to beat them Bengals? I know it sounds really dumb, but it's fun when you're like, you know.
Innes.
You're in the stadium and you're like,
five. Well, give us a go. Give us a go.
I know, I can't.
No, give a gusto. Go on. Because I just wear a Cleveland Brand scarf, so you
Come
have
on.
To
do it. Who day think going to beat them Bengals?
I never thought I'd get the ick from Michael Marchese.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
The big gig tonight. Have you played to an Irish audience before?
I have never played to an Irish audience and I have been told many things about
What
Irish
have you
audience.
Been told?
Well, I went to London and played a show and it was my first show outside the States. And I came back and I was like, man, the crowd was so fun. It was so energetic. And they're like, you've never been to Ireland.
Yeah, wait, you see the Irish.
I'm like, if they can... like level that up, that's insane.
I think the singing is the big thing with the Irish crowd, so do the mic out to the audience bit. Yes. We love that.
You will at some point get an ole 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 ole.
Awesome.
I don't know if you know what that is. It's a really good thing.
I'm looking forward.
It means we love you.
It means we do.
And another thing, literally just say Dublin or Ireland three times. That's all you want to hear.
How
are you, Ireland? You're done. You're working.
Irish crowd sit back and wait until we realise he knows where he is now.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Did he say Dublin yet? Okay, grand, he's fine.
Maybe even throw in a few, like, and anyone here from Galway? And anyone here from Cork? Oh, you would be the most loved man in the island.
And
I swear.
If there is a moment where you're raising a drink to the crowd,
yeah.
What we say for cheers, Osqueilge in our native language is
Sláinte.
Sláinte.
Perfect.
Sláinte. Oh my God.
Are you writing all this down, Michael?
Yeah, I'm going to need a cheat sheet. I'm going to have a lot
we'll
of
give
pain.
You the transcript of this interview. Yeah. They're going to lose their lives.
If you say Sláinte, you'll get them right in the palm of your hand.
Like three standing ovations, maybe. I don't know.
Even ask your label. We could be putting you up to a prank here. We promise you we're not. Ask your label. Wouldn't they have it in the palm of their hand?
Label or nodding.
That would be such a mean prank if you guys just told me to say all the wrong things.
Equivalent to sticking the fingers up.
Your song is called Scared to Start, so we're going to play a game called Scared to Start.
Yes.
We're about to play you the intro to five songs. Your job is to hit the intro vocal at the exact same time as the artist, okay? Or will you be too scared
no
to
pressure.
Start?
You're a singer, Michael. Come
I have
on.
To sing? You guys are making me
it's
sing.
It's like light singing. You don't have to really go for it. Protect your voice.
Yeah.
Hit the intro vocal as much as you can, or will you be too scared to start? Shall we begin?
Yes.
Here we go.
Acapella. So I thought she was going to come in with...
That's a wrong...
I know it's the same Texas.
Ah.
Okay, but I it was so long, I thought that...
It was long.
...that you guys had tricked me, and it was acapella, and it was like kind of like a karaoke
version. We're actually not out to get you.
Now I understand the
But
game.
Our eyes were boring into your soul there, so maybe we should look away from him.
Okay, oh no gosh. One look at him this time for song two.
Oh my God. He was scared to start. Yeah.
Benson Boone this is and Beautiful Things.
It's not going well, Michael. Yeah.
Listen, you can still get the average. You
Third
can still
time's
get
a charm.
Here, okay.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
Number three. Will he beat it or will he be scared to start?
I got this.
He got this.
Me too. a long intro as well.
Oh, these are long intros.
Very long intros.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, well done. Love story, Taylor Swift. We move.
Something's got to
We got you dirty on that one. Yeah. We got you dirty on that one.
Straight right. in there for Teddy Swims and
I'm
lose
just
control.
Glad I got one.
Yeah. All right, one more to go. This is it now.
As you
Beautiful.
Absolutely Love brilliant. You know. Michael Markagee, thank you so much for popping into us here at Spin this morning. Have an incredible gig tonight. Say sláinte. Yeah. Come back and see us soon. And, oh yeah, NEL Insight, are you playing the picnic this year?
He doesn't even know
what
the picnic is.
I hope so. It sounds valid.
Okay, he is. Woo, he's here. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. This has been awesome. Are you scared to
start? I'm Michael Markagee. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Living in an old dress, broken it out.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.